Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
You're also getting in touch about the cost of car rental. One person, Noel, has tweeted the programme at Drive Time RTE saying, "My brother in Boston was thinking of visiting for a week back in April, but after looking at car hire prices, he decided not to because the prices were outrageous." Another person says, "My brother's home from abroad for 1 month and was quoted €4,000 for 1 month's rental for a small car. It's just ridiculous," says that person. Well, that's what we're going to discuss now, because car hire companies are being accused of price gouging amid indications that rental prices have at least trebled since before the pandemic. So you're not imagining it. This is certainly a new phenomenon. Tourism representatives claim their trade is suffering as visitors cancel trips to Ireland due to the lack of affordable car rental. Some want Ministers Eamon Ryan and Catherine Martin to urgently intervene. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. And Barry, I believe we've been contacted by several listeners on this issue. So what is the picture?
Yeah, prices are soaring to such an extent that jaws are dropping to the floor with increasing regularity. An analysis shows car rental costs, they've at least trebled since before the pandemic. In some cases, they've quintupled. In Kerry, the average price has increased from around €400 to approximately €1,200 per week to hire a car. A white Nissan Qashqai that I rented myself in August 2020 for 7 days. Back then it was €360. The same car available to rent today for €1,770 for 7 days. That's five times the 2020 price. A friend of mine who regularly returns to Ireland for weekend work, car rental needed to travel the country. An analysis of his data showed the average costs for renting a car in 2018 and 19, €400 a day, now €2,000 for 3 days. One company quoted him €526 for 1 day. And of course, we see a debate in social media as well. The American-based Kerry journalist Donny O'Sullivan showing a quote for €2,000 for 1 week, €10,000 for a rental car for 3 weeks in July from Dublin Airport. One social media poster posted and others quotes as well emerging, such as €778 for 4 days for a Nissan Micra to rent in Cork, £654 for 3 days car rental in Knock in Mayo. And Mayo fans believe to be particularly incensed. They have a very large fan base abroad coming home for games when they saw the price of car rentals when they, for their most recent game compared to when they were last here around 2 years ago. While a woman visiting this week from Nashville, Tennessee told me of her upset when the cost doubled for her car rental for an automatic car, as she felt nervous on the opposite side of the road and operating a clutch.
Yeah, it's very difficult for people, isn't it? Because when you're budgeting for a holiday and you look at the flights and the accommodation, I think a lot of people would have in the back of their heads, they roughly have an idea of what the car is going to cost. So very nasty surprise then for people. I mean, what other specific examples are you coming across?
Yeah, other people, they just simply don't have the luxury of cancelling their trip. We've been contacted over the last few days by those who had to car hire for family reasons. One woman said she was absolutely disgusted at the cost of car rental for a family of 10 adults and 5 children going to Ireland shortly for a wedding, which has already been cancelled 4 times due to COVID. We are booking flights and cars to Knockin for 4 days car hire. It's going to cost us at the very least £750 to £900 each. And this is prohibitive and puts us off going to the wedding at all, they say, and travelling from Gatwick to Knock, then on to lovely Leitrim, as they put it. But ultimately, this is not something they want to do. This person said they think of those who are travelling home in particular for bereavements and faced with these exorbitant costs. But just how widespread is this issue and how long will it last? Those are the questions I posed to motoring journalist Geraldine Herbert.
Yes, some extraordinarily high prices being quoted at the moment, anywhere in the region of sort of €500 a day for car hire. Now, this is at least 100% up, if not more, on what we would have expected sort of pre-pandemic. I've also heard of people being quoted €4,000 for a BMW X3. Now, that would be a kind of compact SUV for 7 days. So extraordinarily high prices.
Everything is rising at the moment. Do we know why car rental costs have become so high?
Yeah, the high prices we're seeing with the car rental market is really due to a shortage of cars available to rent and a very sharp increase in demand. Now, this shortage is as a result of the pandemic. If we go back to March 2020, when the demand for flights, hotels and car rentals plummeted overnight, car hire companies were forced to sell off most of their fleet in order to just survive. And they're now struggling to replenish that stock due to very long delays with new cars. Now, the delays with new cars is being caused by the global chip shortage. So that's having an impact now, as we see, on car rental prices.
And how do we compare here in Ireland to our European neighbours?
But it would appear that Ireland still is among the highest car rental prices. The likes of Spain would probably be the lowest. But even if you compare to the UK at the moment, the UK are offering better value in terms of car rental than Ireland is.
Is there any light at the end of the tunnel here, Geraldine? How long are these costs set to continue?
Well, as I said, the big factor here is the global chip shortage. It's beginning to stabilise at the moment, but we really won't see any breakthrough in new car supply until probably early next year. So these prices are likely to continue, especially during the summer.
Right, OK, so right through the tourist season, what does that mean for tourism?
Well, let's skip across to County Clare now and hear from Luke Ashton, who's chair of Loophead Tourism.
Run our own tourism business on Loophead. We're part of a network of tourism businesses. Ourselves personally, with our own customers and also the whole network, are experiencing customers ringing up and saying that their prices of hire cars are so expensive that they can't follow through on their booking for the season.
So customers are actually saying that they are cancelling trips to Clare because the car rental costs are too high.
Cancelling trips to Ireland and Clare, and you know, the whole island is losing out on the business. It is leading to cancellations, which is an awful pity after 2 years of what we've been through, you know.
And what sort of quotations are you hearing?
We're quite common to hear 1,600 to 2,000 euro for 7 days car hire. That sort of thing would normally be 300 to 400 euro. It's unattainable. And we've talked to try and contact representatives of the car hire. They're giving us a standard copy and paste reply. And basically, they're saying there's a shortage of cars. We know that. Anybody who's buying a car or trying to get a car is experiencing delays in getting new cars. But does that mean that we've got our foot to the fire and they can burn us? Is that going to be the policy with car hire in Ireland?
So you're of the view that this is not just a stock issue. You feel that the car rental companies are engaging in price gouging at the moment, don't you?
There can be absolutely no doubt about it. Of course there's a supply issue. We all realise that. But do all of us take the opportunity to just charge 4 and 5 times the normal going rate for our produce? If we all did that, where would we be, you know?
Could there be some intervention, perhaps from a governmental level?
I would have thought the car hire companies have got huge COVID supports, like other tourism businesses and lots of other businesses, over the last couple of years, and there should be pressure put on them. Charge a premium by all means if you have to, but not gouge the market completely, you know?
And how disappointing is it for you to hear of these cancellations after what you've alluded to, the last 2 years when the season has been truncated at best?
For small tourism businesses that have a relationship with customers coming from the continent for years, and all of a sudden these almost friends at this stage are ringing up saying that they can't complete on a contract on a booking that they've had sometimes rolled over 2 or 3 years because they've been charged astronomical prices by car hire companies, you know, absolutely devastating. It'll be maybe the final nail in the coffin for a lot of small tourism businesses in the west of Ireland.
Yeah, really interesting, Barry. We're getting lots of texts actually to 51551 about this, about how people are dealing with it. And funny enough, Dermot has texted to say that a friend of his bought a car online before coming home from Dubai for a month instead of renting one. Says he saved a fortune and he's going to leave the car at home so his family can use it. So I suppose that's one way to get around it. What about the car rental companies then? What are they saying?
Well, the Car Rental Council is the representative body for the car rental companies, and including some of the major names such as Avis, Hertz and Europcar. I invited a spokesperson from the council to contribute to this evening's report. However, they said they could but wouldn't be in a position to discuss the rising prices. They said that the council has no data on car rental prices and that ultimately it was an issue for competition law, and so they wouldn't be in a position to comment in terms of why the prices are rising, in terms of context. They said going into 2022, stock levels are about 50% of what they would have been in pre-pandemic levels. levels and pointed to a lack of supply and how global car production has slowed substantially during the pandemic. And current forecasts for tourism numbers in the coming months suggest that the demand in the overall car rental market will far outstrip supply. But some, well, this isn't passing much truck with some, in particular politicians in tourist areas. Fine Gael councillor in Kerry, Patrick O'Connor Scartine, he says the car companies could do more, but he's also calling for intervention at a government level.
There's a lot of places off the beaten track in more peripheral locations. You simply need a car to get there. Whether people are visiting Kerry's 13 blue flag beaches, or they want to climb Cairn Toul, or they're visiting a hidden gem like Glencar, or going around the Ring of Kerry or the Beara Peninsula, you're going to need a car. My fear would be that, you know, people will, they'll check up the internet and see, you know, the cost of hiring a car, and they'd say to themselves, sugar, it's too expensive, we'll go on a city break, or they'll go to a place where they don't need a car or where there's plenty of public transport.
And the costs have multiplied up to three times in Kerry since before the pandemic, up to maybe five times in other parts of the country. Can this really be allowed go unchecked? Can there be some intervention here?
There needs to be an intervention there by the Minister and the Department of Transport, just really urgent to talk to the car companies and try and address their problems. And we're just at the start of the season now. It's something I don't want to see dragging on. I think there should have a time limit on it, and they need to do it really urgently.
So what exactly do they need to do? Is it discussions or what?
They need to have a discussion and get to the bottom of why the costs are so high and what can be done to alleviate it. Definitely as a matter of urgency, it's really, really important. As I say, there's peripheral locations there, you know, all around different parts of Kerry, and you just simply need a car to get there.
But one of the companies themselves, they argue supply and demand rules around that. They argue competition law. They say they're doing nothing wrong here in terms of what they're charging. But could they look at themselves perhaps? Could there be maybe a greater sense of solidarity given all the tourism industry has gone through over the past 2 years?
Certainly. You know, it's the overall tourism package that needs to be looked at here. The car rental companies really need to do more as well. So I would urge the tourism minister to contact them as soon as possible. And I appreciate they are private companies, but they're a key component of tourism in Ireland. The prices are just shocking at the moment. They can't stay at 1,200 per week on average.
So what does the department have to say, if anything?
A statement just into my hand from the Department of Transport. The spokesperson says that the car rental sector is like the rest of the tourism industry and has been significantly affected by the pandemic. And the department at Foilshire Ireland, the tourism body, are aware of difficulties with car rental and the potential impact on the recovery of the tourism sector, and both are examining potential options to address it. So perhaps a significant development this evening, confirmation that the government and the tourism authority Foilshire Ireland are looking at ways to address the soaring costs of car rental.
Barry Lenihan, thank you very much.